parts of me in this whole thing that, I mean, they say accepting yourself, and right away people, for me, there was like this whole just accept the angry side, and it's like, no, we're gonna clean that up.
Right, like in terms of like the whole self-acceptance, you mean?
Yeah. It's like, no, we're gonna clean that stuff up. When it comes to accepting yourself, there's little things like, I like animated movies. I do. I like Toy Story, Cars, A Bug's Life, Ants, just all kinds of movies like that. You know, that Disney Pixar stuff? I love them. Mm-hmm. You know, I used to use Evan as an excuse to go see those movies. The kid was in a freaking baby carriage. He didn't know any better.
Your son?
Yeah.
He's now like a teenager.
Yeah, but he used to be my excuse. Like, yeah, I'm going to take Evan to see Cars. And he does freaking two. You know, he doesn't know. Mm-hmm. Another one of those things was, came to like dress and style, like fashion stuff. Like, growing up, I was, believe it or not, blue jeans, white t-shirt, and like some lugs. And that was me. Some suede lugs, like that beige brown color, weird color.
Yeah.
And I would find myself hating the people in like boat shoes and some
like loafers,
some polo shirt with a funky pattern,
yeah,
and some comfy ass shorts,
yeah,
that got the breathable mesh in the crotch so you don't get, you know, stuff. And I'd be like, man, forget that. But secretly, deep down inside, I was like, man, that looks so pretty slick, but I couldn't have it. So it's like,
so
the only option was
that envy.
It was like the only option was to hate it. Yeah.
See, hater,
so now,
you're being a hater.
And so now I'm going through my closet, building a little wardrobe. It's like.
And now you're dressing like the people that you used to.
Yeah, that I used to. Hate.
Secretly envy.
Yeah.
But on the outside, they're shaped to.
Yep.
Yeah, you gotta clean. You're cleaning up your act in all areas, including your wardrobe. Sweet. That's my shirt.
Thank you. You picked it out.